Recorded Books and RB Digital present Cappy King and the Pickle Caper by Amy Lillard. Narrated by Stina Nielsen. Chapter 1. A car horn honked outside. Well, honked was a kind word. It was more like the driver pressed the wheel and didn't stop. I'm coming, Cappy called, though there was no way Edie could hear her. She let Elmer, her beagle pup, out the back door. And stay in the yard this time, she called, but the puppy didn't even break stride. Yesterday, Cappy had filled all the holes that Elmer had dug, even the ones around the small fence that she and Edie had put up to keep the pup from roaming across the valley. The dog liked to dig and get out of the yard. Hopefully today he would behave, but she wasn't counting on it. Catherine King, otherwise known as Cappy since as long as anyone could remember, grabbed her purse, checked her prayer cap in the mirror in the living room, then locked the door behind her. Finally, Edie took her hand off the horn and silence filled the air for about a second and a half. Cappy, would you hurry? You know how Jimmy gets when I'm late to pick him up. Cappy grumbled to herself and hustled to the car. Is it my fault that you're late picking me up? Edie barely made sure the door was closed before putting the car in reverse to back out of the drive. You were supposed to be ready.
I was ready 15 minutes ago.
Edie waved away her protests.
It's okay.
She turned the car onto the main road and headed toward the peachy bait shop.
Tell me again why you thought Jimmy should go work at Moses' shop.
He needs to get out more. I worry about him. I mean, the only time he goes anywhere is church. She shrugged, her off-the-shoulder top slipping a little farther down her arm. And sometimes to the grocery store. He needs to socialize.
I'm not sure working at the bait shop can be considered socializing.
Edie cast her an exasperated look. It's a start.
Yeah.
Cappy turned to face front, the glare of the sun off Edie's bright pink outfit almost more than her eyes could take. If anyone saw her, they would never know that Edie Peachy had once been Amish, or that she had only recently returned to take care of her special needs brother. Jimmy Peachy had Down syndrome, but all Cappy really knew was that he was one of the sweetest people she had ever met. Despite her new responsibilities, Edie looked...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?